You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Tune in to an all-new Inside the Cleveland Browns every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Sports Time Ohio with a look into the lives of the Cleveland Browns players on and off the field. That is Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Sports Time Ohio. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Joe Juravicius here. Obviously a newsworthy Monday, and we're going to get to this quarterback discussion some more. But I just want to say this real quickly. I think Joe Hayden is playing the best cornerback in the National Football League. Interception in each of the last three games. He blocks a field goal at the end of that game. And when you think about the fact that Joe Hayden went in the last 4 weeks, this is who he has faced in his last four games, okay? He faced A.J. Green. He faced Andre Johnson. He faced Julio Jones and now Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins only caught three bubble screens. That was it for 11 yards total on the day. If you were to look at what he has done in those games, he gave up 170 yards to those four receivers total. Julio Jones had 189 yards last week alone, or yesterday, I should say, against Patrick Peterson, who's supposed to be the best corner, who played man and followed him all over the field, just like Joe Hayden did. Joe Hayden right now, for my money, is playing as well as any corner in the National Football League.
It's crazy you just said that, because I wanted to change. We didn't even talk about that during the break, and I wanted to get a little, divert a little bit from the quarterback situation.
Do it. ESP, man.
Joe Hayden is a stud.
Stud.
He is a stud. When you watch him at the line of scrimmage, his ball technique, everything that guy does, he's as good as Darrelle Revis to me right now. I think he's the number one, and he's tied for the best cornerback in the National Football League. That guy is insane. He's great.
And just to add to our ESP, I just wrote down a series of notes at the start of the break about Joe Hayden, and I wrote Watkins, three receptions, 11 yards, only bubble screens, and I said, you've got to love the fact that Joe takes pride in following that number one all across the field and wiping him off the board, which he's done, as you said, statistically in the last 4 weeks. And I think also, too, a few things that I love about Joe Hayden that you can see in his play without knowing him or watching him in practice is his film study, you know, jumping in front of that Watkins route, his release, his physicality at the line of scrimmage.
Great jam, I think, on that at the line of scrimmage.
Great jam, and that's where exactly. And I think also, too, is he thrives in competition in wanting to be the best. He wants to be in the Peterson, Revis, Sherman conversation. He may be a fourth or fifth right behind those guys, but he wants to be Hayden, Sherman, Peterson, those types of conversation. And the way he's playing right now, again, you shine a light on it because the Browns are in a playoff hunt and they're playing some very big football games. If he continues to do so, he will be rewarded with All-Pro. He will be rewarded with Pro Bowl, which is nothing new. But again, his name in those conversations as a top three, top five corner will reign supreme.
I feel like I'm justified to talk in this category. The guy is insane. I mean, he really, really is good. You know what's interesting is when you watch these receivers, and you just named some of the best receivers in the National Football League, bar none, when these guys run their routes, they get stymied by him. He knocks the ball down, deflects, intercepts, does everything that he does, and then they pan to him for the next play. He's not out of breath. He's smiling, and he's just ready, and he's in his position to go ahead and defend the guy for the next play.
And how many of these guys also line up? Or is this what you're going to say?
No, go ahead.
Special teams. He's the gunner.
He doesn't come off the field.
He does it all.
And then also, too, is I think what I love about Joe Hayden most is he is so aggressive at the line of scrimmage, but I think for him, his ability to recover – And because of his film study, he's undercutting routes and he's assuming, you know, a position that if he were with them hip for hip, he would be in. But because he was aggressive and the guy gets away from him a little bit, he anticipates that in cut, that out cut, and undercuts it to put his body between the quarterback and the receiver so that there's no throw there available.
Matt, it's really interesting because when I watch the games, I always like to watch what the receivers are doing. And, you know, Sammy Watkins got off the line of scrimmage a couple times last night that were great. I mean, that guy is going to be a stud.
Good releases,
receiver.
Yep.
He's really, really good. But what you said about Joe just staying underneath him and being smart enough to know the down and distance, know what play it is, all that
tendencies,
stuff tendencies, everything comes in. So he doesn't get kind of out of, he doesn't lose his composure, if you will.
You're right.
When a receiver gets by him, he just kind of plays what he's studied. And he's just continually knocking balls down and making – he's a defensive leader. That guy is great.
Yes, he is.
He is playing great. All right, we want to talk about Joe Hayden. You want to talk about the Browns' loss 26-10 to the Bills, wasted opportunities, again, a stagnant offense, and potentially a quarterback switch for the Browns. Let's go to Costa Rica. John is on the line. What's up, John?
Hello, hi. It's actually Ken, but it's I'll answer to just about anything.
All right, I apologize, Ken. If you're all the way in Costa Rica, you better. We should get your name right. What's up, Ken?
I was calling about the quarterback change because that's bothered me some. I'm a Brian Hoyer backer, I guess, and I've watched Browns football since I was a little boy many, many years ago. I just think I've seen Brian Sipe have bad games. I've seen Bernie Kosar have bad games. I've seen a lot of guys have bad games. Guys will get into a slump. You see golfers do it. You see baseball players do it. You see LeBron James do it. They get into slumps. But they don't get yanked. And what happens if they do put Johnny in there next week? Pittsburgh wins, Cincy wins, Baltimore wins, Cleveland loses. What's going to happen? Is this an experiment that we're just going to do out in the middle of nowhere towards the end of the season for the first season in 100 years that we've been able to hold our head up and say, yeah, I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, man. Check it out.
Yeah, that coincides with my point.
Thanks, Ken.
About the ability to go back and forth if we need to, because we must do whatever it takes to stay in contention and be in that conversation for a playoff spot. But that being said, and this is where I kind of like, you know, I really draw that line in the sand on Brian Hoyer, because if you truly are a football fan and you understand football and you understand good play, if you watch other games around the league besides the Cleveland Browns and you watch the top 15, and I mean, the top five are anomalies, the Rodgers, the Mannings, the Bradys, those guys, but you watch that, you know, that next chunk of guys, the, you know, the Flacco's, the Kaepernick's,
Russell Wilson,
those guys, Roethlisberger. Exactly. That's my point. Is they're a head and shoulders ahead of where Brian Hoyer is at this point through 12 games as a starter, and that is something you want to build your organization around. That player, you can't say you want to build your organization around Brian Hoyer at this point, and that is why at this point making that change. Maybe not even for that four games. That's not what I'm personally saying, but making that change, getting that burst, that change up, that pep in the step that you talked about, Joe, and also too the ability to diversify, scare a defense, which Brian Hoyer at this point is not, and allow them to go score points in a game that we must win at home against Indy.
You know, when you look at the number of teams Brian's played for in his career, that lends me to believe that, you know, other teams have seen what people are starting to see right now. And again, I don't want to be the guy sitting here bad rapping Brian, because I think he's a good enough quarterback to be in the National Football League, and he's done that.
I agree.
He's done that thing. But when you're talking about that top tier of guys that go at it like Aaron Rodgers did yesterday with Tom Brady. And
yep.
Then you watch the, you know, what Russell Wilson and all these guys do on a consistent basis. We just don't have that right now. And that's my reasoning for probably going with Johnny Manziel, because he could be that guy, and we need momentum. If we have any hope of getting into this playoffs and making a run, listen, it's not okay. It's okay to get to the playoffs. Don't kid yourself. But I don't want to just go into playoffs and lose the first round and be, it's okay. If you're getting in the playoffs, you want to win every damn game, period.
So you want to win it all.
You want to win it all. So, again, what's the best choice right now? Momentum. Momentum is what they always talk about in this last quarter, this last four games of this regular season. You need momentum to do everything you can to get into that playoffs and make a run.
Well, and you guys know that better than anybody. The Giants 6th seed going in there, win a Super Bowl. The Green Bay Packers 6th seed going there and win a Super Bowl. It's when you get hot in the NFL and you're trying to get that spark so far. We'll see what happens there with that right now. And that was a great point, Joe. Very, very well articulated. All right, let's go back to the phones right now. 216-578-0850. Brian in University Heights, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Brian Hoyer, what I thought he brought to the game was he was really intelligent, and he was a great, he was very pragmatic. He got that, obviously, from Brady. And the way he worked. But I think we've gone as far as we can with him. I mean, he's a journeyman backup quarterback, and he's done great, and he's a great guy, and I wanted to see him succeed. But I think Johnny Manziel is just going to bring different aspects to the game and be exciting. But he's just going to spread the field more. But, you know, with Johnny Manziel, we're also going to get some things like that penalty that we lucked out yesterday, or that pass that we lucked out and they didn't get a touchdown at the end of the game. I mean, I think we're going to get some of that. But I think we got to try with Johnny, because he's got better arm strength. He's obviously faster, and he's younger.
No, Yeah, you make a great point, and that's something I'll ask you guys, is do you think that Johnny Manziel at this point, if he does assume this starting role because of the personality that he is, because of what he adds to the football game both on and off the field, and the way in which he likes to play a little reckless outside the pocket, that draws a bigger bullseye to a position, you know, that has the football pretty much every single play offensively, that defenders will hone in and want to do the money sign and put a hit on him and potentially knock him out of a football game?
I don't have you're right. 100% right. I think that's going to happen, but what Johnny has proven over the years is that he can take what they try to dish him, he takes it and he runs with it. So Johnny's competitive nature, from what I've seen him do in college to what I hear about what he does here on the practice field in Berea, the guy is ultra competitive. The guy doesn't like to lose.
Ultra competitive.
Ultra
off
competitive.
The charts, no
so
question.
That's what we have to bank on. That this guy is not going to go out there and embarrass himself on the football field. He knows that he has the name Johnny Football, and my imagination or my thoughts would be that Johnny Football is going to go out there and make Johnny Football bigger than it already was.
All right, we're going to continue this discussion. The fallout from the Browns 26-10 loss against the Buffalo Bills, a game that they were ahead 3-0 at the half. Third quarter comes, they get beat 14-0 in that quarter, give up 14 points in the span of 10 seconds. Inexcusable turnovers in that quarter. Not a single first down for the Browns. Prompted a change at quarterback. Johnny Manziel promptly led the Browns down the field for a touchdown. It will be very interesting to see what Mike Pettine decides to do. Brian Hoyer right now actually in the locker room as I see tweets coming in addressing the media there, saying his confidence is not wavering, and reminded everybody that he is 10-5 as the starter of the Cleveland Browns. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Joe Jurevicius, right after this.